that they are carrying the burden with you. So I feel like it gives you the motivation that, you know, you are not alone in your problems. There are other people, even the major prophet himself, praying for you as an individual, as a group like that. Our prayers become more powerful.
Wow, that's amazing. She says that for her, the revelation that she got was that when you pray in one accord as brothers and sisters and with the major prophet, you know that your prayers will be answered, because there's power in joining hands together and believing the Lord for that specific one thing. The last thing the major prophet talked about was he said that, I want you to believe God for a miracle.
Yeah.
That time, what were you saying? What was going through your mind when the prophet said, we have come here for just one thing? You want God to do the impossible. You want God to do a suspended miracle. What was going through your mind at that time?
I'm believing God for something that I've never imagined, something that is beyond my my human comprehension, something big, something great. I don't know what it is, but I believe God will do it. Like the scripture who says, there's nothing that is too hard for God. So I believe He's going to do mighty things in our lives as we are gathered here in one accord.
There is nothing that is too hard for the God of nature. One, partners are expectant, and they know that truly as they are in this arena of liberty, the God of nature one is doing for them.
We are on the mountain where the prophet has called us through an inspiration from the Holy Spirit for us to hear the oracles from God. And this time, I and my colleague, we are going around talking to the guests who are here. They have come from far flung places just to hear what God wants them to say. So this word of God is going to transform you. This word of God is going to transform these people.
Viewers of Prophetic Channel, we are right here in this amazing place where it all began with the major prophet. As you can see, visitors from across the globe, kingdom finances, have come in this place to encounter the God of Major One. Sir, you have come to meet the God of the major prophet at this amazing mountain. What are you believing God to do for you in this season?
In this season, in fact, I really came here for somebody. Somebody sponsored me here to come and intercede for them. He had a child. The child has been in coma for 15 years. The child came to the U.S. to study medicine. Mysteriously, it looks like somebody pushed him in a swimming pool. And they couldn't get him back to life. And for the past 15 years, he has been in the hospital, bedridden, in coma. So I came here believing God that before I leave here, God would have brought him back to life.
Amen.
And God should open a ministry door for me also as I move from Boston to Florida.
Amen.
God should just begin to do something more than just U.S. We need revival.
Amen.
And I'm believing God that from this mountain, revival will break forth.
Hallelujah.
So that is, and I've also been believing God for my wife to be in the U.S. So that's one of the things that I'm believing God for. And I know that by all means, the prophet said that in the prophetic ministry, dry bones will
come
live again. So I believe that any dry bone will come back to life.
Amen.
Before I leave here.
Amen.
So I'm in high expectation.
Amen. Well, amen. Viewers, there you have it. One thing that I have seen, this is day two, one thing that I have experienced moving around and speaking to the partners, they are not just believing God for a small miracle. The prophet of God, day one, he said, I want you to come here expectant, believing for a miracle. And as you can hear from what they are believing God for, is the impossible. But we serve the God of impossibilities. He is able to do it. Stay tuned as we take you along in this great journey.
I'm ready.
Day two, it is taking place right here with the major prophet. Ma'am, you have come to Nzuzu Mountain, where it all started. What are you believing God to do for you in this month of October?
In this month of October, I believe I have not called myself in this place. It is God of Major One who has called me for for all the barriers to be broken. Mm-hmm. This is the month of money.
Yes.
My money is coming.
Amen.
My prophecy has long back came out mm-hmm. for my money to come. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the time for God to answer me.
Amen.
And I believe I shall never be the same again.
Amen. This is the set time. Yesterday, the prophet of God said that we should consecrate ourselves.
Yes.
We should believe the Lord for a miracle.
Yes.
Right. That moment when the prophet of God entered this place, for you personally as a kingdom financer, how was that moment like for you?
That moment was so wonderful for me. Mm-hmm. In the sense that I have a lot of pain in my heart. And I lost my husband.
Mm-hmm.
By the moment when the prophet was saying, forget about everything,
mm-hmm.
I felt so relieved.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, God, I should never ever think that my husband is gone
mm-hmm.
because you called him
mm-hmm.
for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, I'm mm-hmm. healed.
Mm-hmm.
The time when the prophet was speaking,
mm-hmm.
I felt something coming to me. I'm healed.
Amen.
And I'm free.
Amen.
And I believe I'm free forever.
Amen.
I'm so grateful.
Amen.
Yes.
Not only are we already receiving testimonies of the tangible presence of God in this place, the prophet of God said, whatever that is you are going through, make sure that as you are in this place, consecrate yourself and forget about it. As you can hear from her, she said, immediately the prophet of God said that she felt a release from her spirit, and she believes that from the word of the prophet of God, her deliverance has already started. Stay tuned as I take you along in this wonderful journey with Mr. Meshack Banda. You're watching Kaveri Channel.
And you guys are joining us right now. We are at the prayer mountain in Mzuzu, Malawi, with the prophet, Prophet Shepard Mishiume. Why don't you join us? Come along, we'll show what's happening and how excited the people are signing off.
People are so expectant to receive from the major prophet, as today is day two. As you can see, the atmosphere is set for a special impartation from the major prophet. Sir, you've come to this wonderful place where it all began. As today is day two, what are you believing the Lord to do for you?
I actually admit that from introducing myself, my name is Lefue Lawrence Tabata from Soweto. I'm a coordinator of KFMI in Soweto. Yes, this is my second time here. The atmosphere here is very, very much high because our prophet now is on another dimension. So what can I say for all those who didn't register, who didn't come? I say today is our day to receive our miracle.
Amen.
The miracle that we have created. It's now our time to receive it today. Because all of us, as this is the October, the month to remember. So we are going to remember what God of Major One has done to us.
Amen.
All those billions and zillions that we are going to receive to sponsor this gospel, we are going forward with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So you mentioned that this is the second time you're coming to the prayer mountain of the major prophet. How was that experience like the first time when you came in this place and having an encounter with the major prophet and his God right here in this mountain?
For the first time, it was my first time to see that when God did come down to speak through our prophet, it was a different occasion that time. So the thing that we have received that time, the miracles that we have received, my things were stand still. But after removing here, going to Joburg, things were started moving. Even though some of the things they didn't, but anyway, some other portion of my life, in other areas, things was moving. That is why now I've come now for the second time.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
He says that this is the second time he's coming, and he knows that as the Lord did it the first time, he will surely do it again for the second time.
How much is in question?
Oh, sorry. Well, I know you are so excited on what's happening here. Like we earlier introduced this day to, this is the second day at the prayer mountain with Prophet Shepherd Bush. You know, this is Mzuzu, the famous Mzuzu in Malawi, where the prophet received his earliest oracles in his life. And we're so privileged to be at this mountain where God is visiting us today. So next time when the prophet calls for such a meeting, please turn around, don't miss. Because when you miss, it will never come again. So when the prophet calls for such a meeting, please make it a point to join such a meeting, because you are missing out. I know you are missing out. Wow, but this is very interesting. We are enjoying here at the mountain with the prophet, and this is Mishet Fan.
I can see you smiling and so excited to be in Mzuzu with the major prophet. Viewers are watching you from across the globe. This is a wonderful experience. What do you have to say to somebody who is not here to experience what you're experiencing right now?
Oh, Jesus. Viewers all over the world, I just want to say we are here in Mzuzu. We are at the portal where God spoke to our prophet, Major One, the prophet of our generation, the sharpest prophet ever. We are here as his partners, men who will hold the right and the left hand of the prophet to make sure that he will not fall down. The men they wanted to bring down, we are standing here with him as our father. We're gonna pray with him. He's an open portal. When he walks around on an open heaven. So we are here today. Connect wherever you are. Next time, don't miss the opportunity. Come and be where God is. Mzuzu, this is the portal. This is where God is. We are with the prophet. It is gonna be epic, corrosive. It's gonna be wonderful. We love you so much. We love you so much, our viewers.
Well, there you have it. He is so expected and excited to receive from the major prophet. God is truly still speaking today. Still here, right and direct at the prayer mountain. Sir, you have come to encounter the God of Major One, where it all began. What are you believing the Lord to do for you?
Thank you so much. I'm believing the God of Major One to perform miracles and wonders. Mm-hmm. As the prophet has been saying yesterday, mm-hmm. we are praying in one accord. Yes. And if we are praying in one accord and everyone's faith here is in one accord, mm-hmm. I think all our prayers are going to be answered by the God of Nature One. Amen. Today.
You mentioned about yesterday, day one. How was that experience like for you personally as a kingdom financier when the major prophet entered in this arena?
It's a very refreshing experience. It's my first time to be in Malawi, so everything is new, but I felt liberated already.
Amen.
I feel that things are shifting, things are moving. Amen. And something big is going to happen.
Amen. The prophet of God mentioned something very specific yesterday. He said it's exactly 21 years ago when the Lord spoke to him, and he said, in this place I'm going to give you a sign, and
yes.
The sign will be people from across the globe,
yes.
will come and pray with you at this place. Hearing that and you coming for the first time, how was that moment like for you, seeing that actually you are part of the fulfillment of the prophecy?
I mean, it's a fulfillment of the word. The Lord said, behold, I'll do a new thing. This
Amen.
Is the new thing happening.
Amen.
This is what is happening now.
Amen.
The God of Major One is just fulfilling the scriptures.
Amen. Well, I wish you all the best on the remaining days with the major prophet right here in the Mzuzu Mountain, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom, ma'am.
Shalom.
You are a kingdom financier, and you have seen the importance of financing the kingdom under the major prophet. You are right here at the Mzuzu Mountain where you all started. This is day two. What are you expectant for the God of Major One to do for you?
Wow. We are so blessed. I'm mm-hmm. so blessed to be in Mzuzu,
mm-hmm.
where God of Major One is started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except my life will never be the same. Because I came last year and I experienced a lot of changing in my life. This is why I came today with my lovely daughter. It's mm-hmm. first time to come, Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is when you want bless. This is second Jerusalem for us in Africa. We trust in God of Major One.
Amen.
He's God of wonder and sign. We love God of Major One. I love God of Major One, Lord. No tomorrow.
Amen.
You know, we are so blessed.
Amen.
We say, thank you, God, you choose us. You know, many that call, but few that choose.
Mm-hmm.
We are chosen. We are Jesus, you know, we are Jesus' nation. We are chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed like children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That blessed with Prophet Moses. God see our difficult and send us major prophet, Shepherd Bashir, in our life. We say thank you, God of Major One. Yeah.
Today is day two. I just want to ask you a very personal question. When you're waking up today in the morning for day two, what were you telling the God of Major One that as you're about to meet his major prophet, that time of your prayer closet, what is it that you were telling God that you were expectant of him to do for you today in day two?
Yeah, in day two today I accepted, because two is like blessed and like, you know, like twice something repeat, or twins. Mm-hmm. I have twins. Wow. Alive number two. Uh-huh. It's number of bliss. Mm-hmm. I know today everything I need and I miss in my life, this is a day today. Hallelujah. To be end. I got to receive a blessing. Mm-hmm. From above. Mm-hmm. You know?
Amen.
Because when I see Major One, mm-hmm, I didn't see Major One. Mm-hmm. I see God talk to me.
Amen.
I see him, my Lord. Mm-hmm. It's not Major Prophet Shepherd Bashir.
Wow, viewers of Prophetic Channel, not only Kingdom Finances are financing the ministry and the gospel and the work of the Lord, they are very prophetic. She says, I understand what number two means. And she's standing on that word that whatever the Lord has set apart to do in this season, she will surely receive. Amen. You're watching Prophetic Channel.